Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. From Tuesday through Sunday this week, the International Monetary Fund is holding its annual meeting in Washington, D.C., in conjunction with the Board of Governors of the World Bank. Although the official meetings didn't start until today, presentations have been going on since Tuesday. Among the entities that will be holding meetings are the Development Committee, the International Monetary and Financial Committee, the Group of 10, and the Group of 24. At the conclusion of many of these meetings, there will be announcements. Attendees at these meetings are central bankers, finance ministers, private sector business people, representatives of various organizations, and academicians. Obviously, this will be an opportunity for a lot of formal and informal networking among attendees. While much work will be open and routine, there are bound to also be secret backroom deals. Such agreements will never be revealed in the concluding statements. Yet, these confidential meetings and decisions will have far more impact on the future of the global economy and financial markets than what is publicly reported. Here are some examples of the subjects I expect will be covered in secret meetings this week. 1. Where are the U.S. government and other central banks going to come up with additional physical gold to export to China, Russia, and other nations, adding to their reserves? 2. Can the U.S. government stop China and Russia from diverting global oil trading from U.S. dollars to contracts settled in Chinese yuan and gold? 3. How long can the U.S. and other governments hide from their respective citizenry the horrible condition of their economies? 4. How long can governments avoid disclosing the full extent of their massive unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits? 5. How soon might soaring debt levels push the world into the next Great Depression or recession, and what can be done about it? When you hear the hoopla about agreements coming out of these meetings, understand that these are window dressing to keep you from noticing the more important decisions you aren't being told about. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.